Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at?
Gambling.
Where you at?
Oh.
Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Georgia.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Yeah. Monstrous Radio.
What up, y'all? It's Takeover Tuesday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the only day where you can call in and take over the show and build your brand for free. Yep, tonight is the night. So I have 612-600 on the line. Who this? I said, who this?
It's me, 600, DJ E Monster.
You already know what it is. Don't be trying to put out my number. What the fuck?
So it'd be different if I did the last four with the first three, then they would know your number. I just shouted your 600 out. Like, you know what?
Take over.
So how you doing?
What we got going on today? I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready to take over the world. I'm about to take over right now. Damn it.
Man. Whoa, what we got going on? You know, it's who's bumping who, who's getting fat. You know, also known as the gossip lifestyle. You know how we do it. We do it a little different. We our commentaries off the chain always. And what we say, if y'all don't like it, you can do what to them what? These nuts. Okay. So we're going to start it off. I'm telling you, these nuts. We're going to start it off with... I mean, it don't really go, but Lecrae and Osiris set me free from these nuts.
Hey.
Here we go, y'all. Takeover Tuesday.
Take them shackles off of me.
Takeover Tuesday. Podcast on the U.S. Radio. Live from the United
shackles
States.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this all on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go, let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people let my go. That's on me, that's on mamas. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your rest straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People left me, you was brown for me, brown for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the hold and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons. Tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. spray these hoes. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, take over Tuesday.
Woo!
Don't forget, y'all, today's show has been brought to you by SolomonSpeaks.com, Picasso Painting, Monster U.S. Apparel, and Elite Sway Management.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, this is who's on the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat for tonight, you know, also known as our Gossip Lifestyle. We got Tekashi, our governor, Akon. Music, Quinn Coleman, Britney Spears, Update with Tracy Morgan, Fetty Wap. sorry. I'm a little bit under the weather, but he's so ugly, Jesus. And then Sweetie Pie's owner. You cannot wait. I cannot wait. That is going around Facebook right now, and you are going to be surprised. It was a back in the day reality show. And remember, it was about, you know, that company that everybody went to, I want to say in Kansas or Missouri, in Missouri. And they were supposed to have the best soul food. So, yeah. And then, you know how we get it, you know, that could go into topics on top of topics on top of topics. But right now, what you been up to? Build your brand tonight. What's going on with DJ E Must in the building?
Just, hey, keeping them spinning. It is starting to do events again. So, hey, you need me, hit me up on social media. Or you can hit me right here on Blog Talk. Yeah, about booking. I ain't finna get y'all. I'm not finna put out my damn phone number out here again on this damn podcast. I did that last time. I had to change my whole motherfucking avenue. Get it? My phone number.
Wow.
Everything. I changed everything. So yeah, get a hold of me and I'll get back at you. How we gonna do it? So I guess, you know, right now I'm DJing a lot more. So if you need an event, a party, bar mitzvah, shit, I don't care. I'll do whatever right now. So yeah, DJ eMonster at eMonster.com.
That's what's up. Y'all heard it here. And about if y'all know the archives, we did sponsor him as Artist of the Week. So hit them archives up and you can hear his music. You can hear every time we own the show how he DJs and how he gets it in. So yeah, y'all support our DJ eMonster, the one and only man of the house, you know, doing this thing. So we applaud
right.
you. Yay!
Yeah. And when's the last time y'all had a DJ pop out and do a song? I'm just saying. Boo-boo.
Yeah.
How many DJs y'all got can pop out and actually do a song that's going to get the crowd jumping? Boo-boo. I'm just saying. Add value to your party. It's all about the entertainment factor. People going, wow. They're going to be like, wow, their DJ got it in. Sorry, my bad. Go ahead. I'm still.
Oh, no. It's all about you. We said you was taking over for a second, so we want to know, you know, how did that happen that, you know, you became a DJ and an artist, you know? A lot of people can't rock them both.
Huh.
You know, one is, you know, either one or the other. They hate one, they love the other, they love one or hate the other. You know what I'm saying? Or they just can't mix
it all together. Yeah, well, I think it kind of evolved into, well, I know part of it, what caused it was
part of it, what had caused it was I was doing events, right? DJ parties, mm-hmm. and events, whatever. So then I'm going to go right there. I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to ask them. Hold on. I got somebody sitting in my spot, in my parking spot. Are you about to move? Oh, that's my food. You're in my parking spot, but I'll wait. You can take it to the door.
Yeah, he's rolling through these streets. I'm telling you, he's showing out.
Yeah, I got my jerk. I had ordered some jerk chicken, and dude's delivering my jerk chicken, but he's in my parking spot.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So basically, how it started out was, basically, what had happened was, I was throwing my own event. I got tired of doing events for other people. You know what I mean? Showing up, selling 40 tickets and shit like that, not really making no bread. I was like, by the time I sell these 40 tickets, you dig, like $400-$500, I might as well go rent me in a venue and do the damn event myself, and then I book who I want to. Because these other people, sometimes they'll have you, you'll be hot performing, or they got somebody whacked before you, or you get what I'm saying. Everybody in the event is not up to par. So basically, uh-huh. what happened, I started doing my own event. Well, at my event, the DJ who I hired started flexing on my crowd. Meaning he was like, oh, y'all not going to dance with me? Y'all not going to dance with me? Y'all got me fucked up. I was like, did this fool just flex on my crowd? If they're not dancing, it's because you're not moving them. Don't get to turn around and get the parking there, people. Not at my house. So, yeah, so basically, the next event, I tried to get a local legend by the name of Michael Mack, DJ Mike Mack. He was like, mm-hmm. he came out to one of my events. He's like, yeah, I'll work with you, da-da-da. But when I needed him, I think he was out of town and he was already booked already, you know, and I didn't have time to get to him and give him a deposit, whatnot. So I ended up doing the event myself.
Wow.
And then, yeah, and then some of my other homies, we started doing events. And we was trying to figure out how we can cut down on shelling out money. So it was like, well, we need a DJ. DJ is usually like $150, the low-end DJs. So it was like, okay, well, I'll DJ it then. So then I start DJing the event. And then next thing you know, people start like, hey, can you DJ my event? It's like, I'm not really a DJ, but if the money right, I'll do it. So then I ended up starting doing more and more and more. And next thing you know, I'm an actual DJ. DJ/ artist, whatever. Yeah. So that's how I went from being an artist to a DJ.
Okay.
In that order.
So y'all listen, therefore, y'all don't have to put yourself in the box as an entertainer. But as he's talking about your money, as he's talking about keeping it in, you know, but between himself, we gonna play DJ E Monster, get your cash up, and that's what we want you to do tonight. I'm just saying, here we go, E Monster.
Yeah. Get your cash up, get your mind right, your mama get your mind right, papa keep you crying, die. Get your cash up, you gotta get your ass up, better get your gas up, mash out and man up, you gotta get your grind right, gotta have your grind tight, you better get your mind right, we're inside on this limelight, out here we getting it, smashing through these lanes.
Yeah, the real recognize real, and these fake ones complain. When it comes to these things, it will always stay the same. Yeah, she'll make you holler for a dollar, but she'll change for a ring. When you out here and you getting it, packing up and you shipping it, you driving around them funny cars, and they wonder how you getting it. When a come up, so come up, he even if it's one up, and we ain't giving none up. Till the feds come and run up, just right back to this game. On bail with no shame, shit nobody said we were saying, or whatever was gonna change. And this ain't real big game. Always say the same, yeah, you can have these things if you just don't complain. And get your chance up, get your cash up.
Lap dance, that's a chance I can't pass up. Switch the swag up, Versace, my pad up. You boys getting paper, but you still can't pass up. I'm swagged up and I'm killing. Chrome arrow, no ceiling. She ain't a dime, I'm chilling. Ain't no need but no dealings. Man, these boys in they feelings. Mad about they broad. She wanna ball to getting it. Not none of you frauds. About 10 racks in my pocket. Platinum card in my wallet. Don't trip, I got it. Never leaving home without it. Go hard or go home. Keep going till you gone. I rock BBS, don't. And get DDS, don't. Bad bitch, keep it dropping. Sell away, just keep it popping. On one, ain't stopping till this whole party rocking. Nelly Dollar got him watching. All eyes wide. Now, baby, bust it open. Let me see your inside.
Get your mind right. Little mama, get your mind right. Big papa, keep your grind tight.
Y'all heard that? That is Affirmations from DJ E-Monster. Get your cash up. Get your mind right. Shake that ass up. Just saying. Affirmations for Takeover Tuesday. Well, we bringing it back, and it's now time for dun, 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 dun. Who's up and who's getting fat. Who you want to put on a chopping block first?
The governor of Minnesota, Walt.
The governor. Whoa. Well, I don't know how y'all, the hydrochloroquine, I think that's how you say it. Our governor quietly reversed his course on that. It's the medicine that they were using for COVID. Our governor became the second state to reject regulations that effectively banned the controversial drug hydrochloroquine used for COVID. The decision came 2 weeks after the Ohio Board of Pharmacy reversed an effective ban on its own. Was rightfully praised by health care advocate Tim Walz, lifted his March 27 Executive Order 2023 restrictions on chloroquine and hydrochloroquine, saying that the Citizens Council for Freedom was more important. He definitely clears the way for doctors to prescribe it. Mainly is to treat malaria and other conditions, but the FDA has declined to recommend the COVID-19 for treatment. This is a weird development. It's a weird saga. President Trump tweeted that drug could be the potential game changer as a treatment, but a lot of criticism is coming with it. A lot of medical evidence suggests the medication is linked to a fatal arrhythmia, and trials have not shown it to benefit the treatment. So prescribing the drug in early stages of the virus, they're saying it does help, but it's unclear if the research that prompted Walz to reverse his March ruling, which ordered the Board of Pharmacy to instruct pharmacists to not use not issue hydrochloroquine prescriptions unless the diagnosis is appropriate, halted. So he's rescinding his order, and he's saying that they can use it, but it's on your own thought about using it. So, whew. So he's caving in a little bit. He's caving in. He's giving the people to decide. You know, he's wavering a little bit to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And he's not using that sound judgment. If you said no first, stay with your no, because something inside of you is saying that this medicine isn't good. So now that you're saying yes, it's putting you in a spotlight to say, if there's any deaths, it's on you, bruh. From using
not only
that medicine.
I mean, not only that, you're tainting your whole, like, I'm still a strong believer in the greatest thing that a man has. It's his balls and his words.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? You don't want to say today no or yes, and then tomorrow say no. You don't. It has to be, like you said, stand your ground.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what it is. If it's no, no. But don't be flippy floppy. Now I don't know when to trust you. Now
exactly.
I don't know when to trust you. Stand by your word. If that's what it is, that's what it is. Be convicted by it. But don't be flip floppy. Because now I don't know who to trust.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Moving into that, I don't have much to say on, you know, that governor just needs to just be consistent. But welcome to Sweetie Pie's owner. Or I just have to get this one because I want you to get in on this one because he got to, you know, get them coins. He's getting his cash up, y'all. The owner arrested in murder for plot hire in nephew's 2016 killing. You hear that?
Nephew
killed his own. Yep. Welcome to Sweetie Pie star Miss Roby is dealing with a new family shocker tied to the murder of her grandson. Cops has arrested her own son for an alleged murder for hire plot against plot straight out of Dateline. Her son, the co-star of the show, James, was busted by the feds for his alleged role in his 2016 shooting death of Andre Montgomery, his nephew, and Miss Robbie's grandchild. According to Docs, prosecutor says Norman, who owns Sweetie Pie's restaurant, took out a $450,000 life insurance policy on his nephew back in 2014 and then worked with a woman named Miss Ellis to allegedly pull off the murder. The feds claim they communicated on burner phones in the days leading up to the killing in St. Louis. Prosecutors for Ellis got Andre's location the day of the murder, then placed a call to Norman. Shortly after that, Montgomery was shot and killed, and the feds claimed that they pinged Ellis's phone near the scene of the crime. Immediately after the murder, Ellis allegedly called Norman, left town, and deposited $9,000 into various bank accounts. Norman then contacted the life insurance company in an attempt to collect the policy. Ellis is facing the same murder for hire conspiracy charges as Norman. The own series, Ms. Robbie, also believed her grandson's murder was set up, but you have to imagine this is quite a shocker to find out that it was her own son that killed her own nephew.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I had some jokes in the beginning, but you know what? I'm not even going to play with that. It's people, we just got to do better. We got to do better. Like, we just got to do better. Like, when family don't matter no more.
Whew, come on.
I'm just saying, man. Like, I don't know. I couldn't do it. Even if you didn't, I don't know. There must be something deeply rooted between those two. You know what I mean? For him to want to do that, whether it be a sibling, you know, I'm assuming that they were actually blood related and it wasn't a, you know, in-law type thing, but,
blood
you
related.
Know, it's just.
Sister-son.
Yeah, it's just. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sister-son. Like, why would, how could you do that to your sister's son? Like, how can you do that? Now you're going to, you got to look at her? Come on, man. You got to be a cold son of a bitch to do some shit like that. How cold are you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one of them ones where he gets to prison and they do something to him. I wouldn't say nothing. I'm just saying, I wouldn't say nothing. You know how they do it when, you know, it's a child molester, a rapist, or people who kill women, those type of people. There's a, you don't want to go to jail. You might as well do what you got to do to X yourself out. Because you don't want to go to jail. They waiting on you, bruh. They waiting on you. So, but yeah, but, you know, it's got to be, it's way deeper than the surface than what we see. I can't guarantee it, but, you know, I'm just in awe at it, my damn self. I'm trying to rationalize it, you know what I mean, and speak on it at the same time, and it's not working. I mean, can you rationalize how this could happen? It's just not working.
No, but ask yourself, this was in 2016, so we're talking, you're living with this 4 years later, looking at your sister in her face, looking at the grandma in their face, and there's no, let me give you a heads up or what I did. You just looking, you just in their face, there has to be some type of, you had to be going through some type of turmoil, or you just, what, have some type of drug issue. There's got to be something going on that separated you from reality and real. And I don't know if this is what's happening on these reality shows where it's separating the real you from reality. And I don't know if, you know, the things that was happening that you've seen on a TV show that, you know, they were in debt and the mom was, you know, on them and he was irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there was, like, issues you can see on the TV, but that's not issued to now say, I'm a kill a relative for some money? Like, are you serious? But this is the world that we live in where it says, I'm all for mine and I'm going to do whatever it got to take to make sure that happens. Like, you can see around where a lot of people are not even taking care of each other. Like, back in the day, and I know y'all probably getting sick of us talking about back in the day, but back in the day, we had each other's back. Like, there was no backbiting to this extent. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Here's an example. Here's an example. I might talk about my cousin, but you better not. That's how it was.
Say that.
Get it? I might talk about my mom, I might talk about my daddy, my cousin, my uncle, whatever, whatever. But you better not. That's how it was back then. Family was family.
Mm-hmm.
Only family can talk about family. You don't talk about my family. I'll smack the shit out you. Get it? That's how it was. Where today, shit, motherfuckers put their friends before their family. You understand me? Put their friends before their family.
Absolutely. And will do something like this to justify how they feel about somebody. Like, they don't, like, there is not a care in the world at all for how people are living now. Like, you have to watch out for you, others that you care about. You got to pray. You got to make sure you good. Because there's people out here that really don't care, have a care, don't care, and will shoot you and then wait 4 years to get arrested and then look at you like, yeah, they may be right. What?
Right, right.
Yeah, they may be right. All right. You want a music break or one more quick one?
Yeah, okay. let's do a music break, because I'm gonna be here to the end of the show. As you know, I just came from work, and I gotta go to another job. So I'm trying to stay here with you. So I'm gonna jump in the shower on this song, and when I jump, hopefully it'll be done by the time y'all come out. By the time I get out, and bam, we'll be right back at it.
All right, y'all. Here's Young T. Don't rush. Hey, don't rush.
Ain't that a bitch?
We live, y'all. 5-6-3-9-9-9-3-4-1-1.
Don't rush. Slow touch. Brown on white. Like I go come, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust. White rum, tizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Flam the trash, man it's so tough. Alright yo, put the belly on the body, make a clutch. She no watch, now she wanna give crutch. Boy got peas, now she hopping in the pod. Man a real life sugar gal, I might forget what. When she want dark, told her meet me at the top. Switching lane the other day, I seen her waiting for a bus. Maybe this a Moncler sweater, diesel denim. Buy another one, my pockets fight like heather. Neck froze like I don't know no better. Benzo truck, white seats and they leather. Go broke never, on my grind. She make it clap like I'm Busta Rhymes. I got the juice, the sauce and all them things. I blammed her twice a night with all my bling. Big Benz, I drive, I brought that thing. Any girl you want, they were my thing. Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. Like I go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust. White rum, easy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Flam the trash, man it's so tough. Flood my eyes, make a whole blush. Back of the tour bus, getting cool up. D square, got on de-stress. Got a hand wash, new racks with the old Nikes in the shoebox. Keep my stripes, no cuss. Pull up in a new plate, then she might just. She went trying to move bait when her eyes locked. New tints on the coupe, that's a head loss. Off my whites, right my wrongs. Gigi my mom, why you to do your thumbs? Count my sums, this is gonna get long. Love my green, I'm trying to get strong. Trying to get on, where I'm from, it's fun. Yes, man don't take no dumb threats. They see funds, they hop fence. We been up, not up, next. Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. Like I go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust. White rum, tizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Flam the trash, man it's so tough.
And introduce them.
This is an Obama.
Big truck,
don't
no
rush.
Clutch. Wrist rolls, don't touch. French Siri, I'm so drunk. Cause I can't drink and drive, where's my chauffeur? Find the work car, with that cold car. I really hold this time I work, I don't flossy. I was in the work, now my penthouse at the top. Trey said they're best friends, I bet they both fuck. As they both cost, cause they said I sold drugs. And when you're down, ain't nobody around. Where's the comeback, when you blow up? I forgot my jacket, but my heated teeth help me warm up. First train to Inverary, I used to go up. It's ironic, I just sold out my show in Scotland. Used to say I wanna put Tottenham on a map, but one day I'ma change the map in Tottenham.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. Like I go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust. White rum, easy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Slam the trash, man it's so tough.
The Monstars, you can hit us up. Yes, you can at themonstarsradio.com. If you want to connect with us, just go there and be like, boop, hit us up, subscribe, donate, all that. And once again, the sponsors of the show is The Soul of Me Speaks, Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and eMonster.com. These sponsors keep the show going, for you can come on and, yes, take over the show for free. Build your brand. Only podcast in the world where you can come on and you can do it for free. I said for free. But, yeah, I don't know if you guys knew, but President Obama, his playlist included Young T, Don't Rush. And you know what else was on his playlist? Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce, Savage. So we're going to salute his playlist, and we gonna play this song, and we'll be right back with who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Yeah, yeah.
Want no smoke with me?
Okay.
Turn this motherfucker up 800 degrees. Whole team eats just cause she's a treat. She's so bougie, bougie, all nepotine.
I'm a savage, had a tooth nasty. Talk big shit, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gagging. Bougie. He say the way that thing move, it's a movie. I told that boy, we gotta keep it lowly, me the room key. I done bled the block and now it's hot, bitch, I'm toonchy. I'm mood and I'm moody. I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what was happening? I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet.
When I dance on that demon time, she might start her OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy bitches, I just raise my price. I'm a boss, I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage. Niggas got this shit from Tina. I'm a savage, yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty, yeah. Acting stupid, what's happening? With the knees, he'd be like, damn, how that thing moving in his jeans. I even D4L couldn't do it like me, like me.
Update, Tracy Morgan, you know, we were talking about, he files for divorce, and not like Dr. Dre what they arguing about the prenup. His prenup is in place. He wants her to drop his name as well. He don't want her to be no Morgan no more. Him and his estranged wife are filing divorce documents almost in lockstep and agree they have a prenup, but there are signs the split could get nasty. Megan was first to file on July 28th, and then Tracy filed the next day. He wants joint custody and shared time with his 7-year-old daughter, but Megan wants sole and legal and physical custody, so there's going to be a potential battle brewing. And get this, Tracy also wants Megan to be required to change her last name back to her maiden name. We also learned that the couple docs have a prenup, as both parties acknowledge in their docs. They are filing for divorce after 5 years of marriage. He's sad about it, that they're filing for divorce, and this is a challenging time. Tracy met Meg in 2011 on a blind date. They have a daughter, Maven, and once again, she is 7 years old. And now usually when there's a child that's under the age of 12, they have to go, not in all places, I don't know in all places, but I know here in Minnesota, they have to go to family court. And what happens in family court is that they go to counseling, and they have to have the child, they go to counseling as well, and then the judge can actually talk to the kids, see how they feel, see, and put them involved. And then usually when that happens, it does prolong the divorce, because there has to be a concrete parenting plan in place. He wants joint custody. Joint custody allows that one person to not dictate, but have a voice in if they go out of town, if they go out of the country. You will have to definitely contact the other person if you want those things to happen. So joint custody also says that I get my time. This is, and it's all written up in the decree and your family plan. And so if it gets nasty, then they'll appoint a guardian ad litem, and that guardian ad litem will see what's the best for the child, and that guardian ad litem would come, and they will be dropped off at different places. And that's when, you know, they find parents or family members to come in and help with that, where they have a safe place where they drop the child off, whether it be at a police precinct or at a mom's house where they are both cordial with, grandparents, auntie's house, somewhere where there's a safe place and the daughter can or the child can be delivered to the other parent without the parents, you know, going back and forth. Also, if he doesn't get joint custody, there's, you know, and he doesn't have a leverage to say when I can see and can't see my child. And usually when there's a custody issue going on, the other parent usually uses the child against them, won't let them see him because you mad, you know, the whole nine yards of using the child against the person, because we know that the child is the closest thing to the each parent. And so that they pit each one against the child, you know, against the parent. And then you have issues. But when you have joint custody, one parent can get arrested if they don't follow the court order. That court order is an order that stays in place. So understand that, okay? Just a update. And Fetty Wap's estranged wife demands, give me back that engagement ring. So Fetty Wap's estranged wife wants possession of the rock he slipped on her finger when he proposed, or a fat stack of cash. But Fetty Wap saying he's out of luck because he never owned it. Fetty Wap was ordered to turn over the $60,000 engagement ring that from their failed marriage. If he doesn't produce the rock, she claims he owes her $37,000, the appraised value of the engagement ring. Leandre argues it's hers to keep because they went through the marriage, tying the knot August 3rd in Toronto. Under the law, that's called a gift in compilation of marriage. And since they said, I do, she's saying she will take that ring. But Fetty Wap says, here's the catch. Fetty Wap's position is he never owned the ring outright when he proposed. He bought the ring on consignment from the jeweler and never end up paying for it. A few months after the marriage crumbled, Fetty says he swapped up the ring and gave it back to the jeweler. Wow. He is trying to negotiate with Leandra Amalito and Docs, the Jersey rapper, offers a straight-up trade. The jeweler keeps the ring, and he'll give Leandra his wedding band. Hard to imagine she'll take that deal, so the judge will likely have to settle this wedding bling score. I am lost for words with this one. I mean, unless he knew that there was something that was going to go down, wow, that's all I can say. Wow, Fetty, I mean, you're so unattractive. I kudos for you getting a woman. Kudos to you. I mean, everybody has a soulmate for somebody, but, ooh, you didn't own a ring when you gave it to her, so that, so you telling me she had a loaner on her hands, and at any time, they could come back and get it? Like, you wasn't man enough to pay for the whole thing at one time, and then you got married, and it still wasn't hers, and now you had to get it back because you didn't want to pay for it? Yo, you going to have to come up with some bread. Now, how much bread you going to have to come up with? I don't even know. That's crazy. But it happens, y'all, all the time. I mean, you know, the relationship is not working, but I ain't really heard about the ring not being paid for. That's a new one, Fetty. You are. I am going to talk about that probably on, because if that happened to me and I found out that that ring wasn't paid for, oh, I'm going to need a couch. I'm going to need the Karma Cafe couch on Thursday to deal with you and how I'm going to want to respond. So y'all listen to my response on Karma Cafe. More about that. And tomorrow's Wet Wet Wednesday, where the music is definitely sexy and we'll get those panties wet and drops. I'm just saying, and draws off and dick suck. I'm just saying. So the music industry mourns the death of Quinn Coleman, son of former BET CEO Deborah Lee. It's an untimely passing. He served as the director at A&R Capitol Records. The details of his passing hasn't been released. He was a notable figure on social media. He was an AR. His mom, you know, did BET. So we're going to just take a moment of silence. He was a DJ towards him and his family in this sudden loss. We don't know exactly what happened. I will keep you updated on what's going on, and hopefully, you know, we definitely can give you what's going on and what happened to him. So let's take that moment of silence. Well, I'm going to take a quick break. We got a few more Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, but y'all, I love this song. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I love this song. It's WAP, Cardi B. Let's go. Takeover Tuesday, 563-999-3443. 7 days
a week. Wet ass pussy. Make that pull out game weak. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop. Wet ass pussy, give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream, make me scream. I don't public, make the scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, strip down inside of me. Quick jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. You really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat, fuck this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lean over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well, I'm tryna wet it. I let him taste, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit,
I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My head can misfire, punani the sun, he's going and drying, it's coming outside, yeah. I run on that stand, the cops behind me, I spit on his mic and I heat trying to sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes, switch my wig, make him feel like he's cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor, I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang, you can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask who's is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop, that's some wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop, that's some wet ass pussy. I'm talking wop, 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 that's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot, that's some wet ass pussy, huh?
And this is how I'm feeling about Tekashi 6ix9ine. He is dangerously trolls gang members. You'd rather be dead or have security. So Tekashi is continuing his dangerous LA street stunts, like tossing $1,000 in the air. And now he is trolling gang members for calling him out for rolling with a huge security team. He took to Instagram questioning gangsters who think he's being weak for strolling through L.A. and New York, but also he's flanked by heavily armed bodyguards. To the gangster across the world, you'd rather be dead or have security, said Tekashi posted on IG. So, I mean, he is still... he is still putting himself out there to get hurt. We talked about, you know, why... Akon, though, fiercely defends 6ix9ine again, caused 9 Trey Bloods messy. He says, be prepared to hear more from Akon about 6ix9ine because the mogul is sure to be pegged with questions regarding a friendship. Akon was spotted with 6ix9ine when he was driving in L.A. They were being filmed and yelled while walking down the street. A cameraman asked him about his time in the city of Angeles and being accused of disrespecting Nipsey Hussle. We talked about that the other day. On his heels, Akon, who was traveling with a troll rapper, wasn't surprised of the public stuff, but Akon also sat down and was talking about how he was half the people that are upset aren't even in the streets and never been in the streets. They don't even live by the code of the streets. Akon said, Tekashi ain't snitch on you, so why are you mad? Just think about it. If I was in the mix with him and I was affected by him telling on whoever for whatever reason he told, I don't like to talk about why he did. I just know for whatever reason he did, and he did his reasons. It goes to the matter of who you decide to believe. I don't give a fuck who did what. What I can tell you is that whole clique was super messy. Everybody was sloppy, and everybody was trying to claim notoriety. Real street niggas aren't doing shit that loud. They not broadcasting they shit. They doing it. He said that 80% of the 6ix9ine and his crew did was is entertainment, and that was a reminder that the street nigga that did some shit for real, and the feds focused on that. While they focused on that, they realized that this can't be done by one person. So 6ix9ine putting a hit on Chief Keef for $20,000, but again, Akon defended that rapper. You got to know Tekashi was doing a lot just for views. Some got paid, and a guy shot at Chief Keef, but Akon wouldn't be moved. Check out the heated exchange that happened, and that will be on our Facebook page. And we definitely going to come back and talk about that on Thursday, because that's definitely a Karma Cafe situation. He made some valid points, and I can't wait, you know, to hear the team and hear from y'all. 563-999-9341. Go to MonsterRadio.com. Go to our Facebook pages, Miss Unbelievable. And let's dive in. Let's have a conversation, because he was making some valid points about the streets. How y'all feel about that? I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to ask you guys the same questions. He did it for a reason. Now, is his reason valid? He raised a couple points in there that I just want to know how y'all feel about it, because sometimes it's true. You know, if it ain't got nothing to do with you, then why are you speaking on it? So he made some valid points. Like I said, let's talk about it on Karma Cafe on Thursday. I really want to hear what you have to say. I really want to hear, because it'll make me understand the mindset of where people are at and how they may look at Tekashi differently because of what Akon said. Or are they still going to look at him as a snitch? Is the streets ever going to accept them back or not? So do you kick out your family members when they do something, or do you welcome them back, or is it or not again? So I'm telling you, this conversation, I want to dive in more Thursday, because that's a Karma Cafe question. And let's definitely talk about it. But now I want to talk about last and not least, but interesting, is Britney Spears. She wants her dad off of her conservatorship, and she wants to act solo. Well, we all know that Britney was assigned a temporary conservator for years now because of her mental health breakdown, and she now wants to take over her life back. She wants her bank. She wants her estate. She wants everything, and she wants to take time and do it herself. Britney Spears have been performing in Vegas for a while, and she's like, I want to handle my own business. Her parents has been handling it for her for a long time, and she wants to take it over. I can understand why. I can understand their reservation, because she's been through a lot. She's not really, man, you just be like, are you really all that responsible? But sometimes you just got to throw your hands up and you got to say, let her do it. She grown. She got kids. She's a mother. She has to figure it out herself. She's got to affirm herself to know that she can do it. If anything happens, you guys can be there once again to help her, you know, get things together. I don't think she'll be frivolous enough and, you know, spend her money on crazy things. I know that her father of her children helps a lot. So I think to let go of conservatory, she will have to go through a judge. A judge will have to see that she's stable. A judge will have to see that she's mentally capable of doing it. A judge will have to see how she cannot, why she could not, and how her parents have been holding it down for her, and if they take it away, how that would affect. So there's a lot of things with conservatorship, and her mom is part of it too, so she will have to deal with her mom and her dad. So it ain't going to be an easy road for Britney, but if she's willing and she wants to, I would say give her a trial run. Have the courts definitely got to get involved, and the courts with them, conservatorship, that's in a whole, it's not criminal, it's not civil, it's in a whole different sector. So big ups, Britney. We hope everything comes together for you. All right, y'all, well, that's our show for tonight. That was Takeover Tuesday. Big ups to DJ E-Monster. He took over the show. He let y'all know that you can set your mind. You just don't have to be an artist. You could be an artist. You could be a manager. You could be a DJ. Anything that has to do with music, you can take it over. You could take over the world. You could be a director. You could be anything that you want to be. Big ups to you. Have a great night at work. Big ups, Jazzy B. She's holding it down at work as well. Y'all, I'm going to leave up out of here with BBD. Hot damn. Y'all, because I always like to go old school on us. Hey, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all know what day it is. It Wet Wet Wednesday. If you don't do nothing today but be monstrous, wake up tomorrow and just shake it off. And hot damn, do what you need to do for you. Once again, the sponsors of the show, Solo Me Speaks, Monster U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management. Good night, y'all. This is DJ Litty Mix. Hops on the system, unbelievable.
I know.
Take a look.
know. I need you near me, but I don't think you hear me clearly. Got me in my feelings like February. I know I ain't the first, no January, girl. Oh, that's Ben and Jerry. Let me put you on top, you the perfect cherry, you know. My back's so legendary. I've been doing this the most, Curly and Larry. I... And I can act as soon as with it, especially when you're moving it. And all I need is 2 minutes, and after that, another 2 minutes. You got it real like a Mack truck, so BBD girl, back it up. Do it on the can, let me set it up, and I'ma get the highlights, highlights. Ooh, I love it when you twerk that. Ooh, girl, you do it perfect. Ooh, come here, baby, let me twirl that. The way you get it, girl, you kill it with a hearse back. Girl, you know I'm feeling and I want it in the worst way. Ah!